stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, May 16th. We're back with you.
Yes.
We're always here to entertain you, so don't ever forget that. Yeah, even if you don't get up in the morning, we do.
Yeah, thank you for that.
How are you doing this morning?
Right now I'm cold because I came in sweaty and my nipples are like insane.
Really?
Yes. I just want to let you know that when girls are cold and sweaty, yeah, this is what happens.
Okay.
They get like, the guys are like, oh, a girl's turned on when their nipples are hot.
No, I don't think that's the case. Huh?
No, it's not the case at all, you idiots. It's because we're cold.
Yeah.
Or they're touched in a way, or they're, you know, whatever.
And sometimes boobs, even if they're turned on, they don't get that hard. You know? I mean,
it just depends.
It depends on the woman, on how sensitive she is and all that, you know.
Yeah, well, I worked out this AM, so.
Yeah.
So I went to my boot camp this morning, mm-hmm. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. I went to the boot camp this morning. It was really cool. And I'm actually like, I was in a bad mood. I'm still kind of like, I'm getting off of that. But you know what really sucks is the fact that this whole roommate situation, finding a new roommate is just pissing me off. It just sucks so bad. And it's a nightmare situation to try and like interview people and walk them through. And then people don't show up. And then it's whatever. And I met some cool people on the way. But it's just like, gosh.
Yeah.
It's grueling. So I signed up for the site to like try and like find other roommates, right? And I did it last night. And the motherfuckers charged my account like so many times.
Wow.
So I'm locked out of my account this morning. And of course, I knew this last night. I was like, I gotta get gas for my car. Because I was like way, way, way on empty. So this morning I go and I go to buy water, you know, at the gym thing, and I can't. And I'm like, why doesn't my card work? Oh, and I log on, and it's like, oh, because you've got 5,000 transactions that came from this stupid site. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? So, and it's from a roommate site. So now I'm even more pissed off at the roommate situation, because now I'm locked out of my account for the whole damn day.
Yeah.
And for who knows how long. And it's just frustrating. And so then,
I know, and it happens a lot, you know. I mean, these people, you know, they have access to your account, and that's it.
It's so annoying.
They do whatever the hell they want.
So annoying. Yeah. So I'm so frustrated. So... yeah, and then so I was like, well, I don't know what to do. I can't get gas this morning because who carries cash anymore? Who has cash?
That's
true. I don't carry cash. Can't pay with a check. That's old school. So I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
So and of course my credit card's maxed out, so that's not happening. So I had to borrow a credit card from a friend who was nice enough to lend me a credit card this morning to put gas in my car to get here. So I'm here.
Yeah, the adventures or misadventures of Bruschetta this morning.
Every freaking day. That's what's so annoying. It's like you think you clear one issue up and then five more happen. And it's like I kind of feel like I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't want to say what else because I just don't want that.
Right.
But it's just like, what else?
Anyway,
you know, and it's just like you clear up one issue and then five more happen. And it's like, oh, my God, can everything just be great and dandy?
Yeah.
No.
But because that's not what life's about. You know, I mean, life's about challenges. And, you know, I mean, if your life is boring and you're bored, then that's not good either.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, challenges keep coming up. And I think it has to do with your journey in this world also, you know, in this life.
I suppose so.
And some people are supposed to have a lot of problems. Some people are not, you know. And then some have it during a certain phase in your life, and then you don't anymore.
You know, and I went to the gym for a reason this morning. I went to, it was a boot camp thing. And I went, and I worked my ass off on it. And I was like, oh, I feel good. I got up early. I got up at 6 today, you know, frustration. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I know.
What'd you think of the guest yesterday? He had some story, huh? This gangster guy.
Yeah, Kenji's awesome. I love his stories.
Yeah.
I want to dig in and hear more.
Yeah, I know. If you guys missed the interview, you should definitely listen to yesterday's show. And, this guy was like a mafia guy, and he turned informant and all that. And,
yeah.
We never got to how many people he killed. You know, maybe we'll ask him next time.
He was involved in, I know, a lot of different cases, whatnot. Yeah. And I know that a lot, like, are still being solved today, like he was saying. But then also as an informant, he was there, you know, during, like, all that time. And, you know.
I know.
That's crazy.
I'd be so scared shitless
wearing a wire. I would be so scared shitless.
I know.
But it's interesting, too, because it's like the fact that they had, he had a watch, and there was, like, a wire in the watch is interesting. And that's just crazy, like, to the technology and stuff that, you know. But it makes me think, it's like, oh, shit. So what if you're, like, having, you know, you meet someone and you're having some weird conversation. I don't know. Now I'm, like, paranoid. I'm like, well, maybe it's maybe I'm being taped and it's on their watch.
The guy's wired. Like,
yeah, don't do that because not that I do
anything.
I don't do anything anyway.
You know?
But, I mean, yeah. But his story is pretty phenomenal, so you guys should definitely check it out. And I want to read his book, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's true, yeah.
Yeah. And they're working on a series for Discovery or whatever, I believe it is. So it should be pretty interesting.
That's amazing. I mean, this man would have sat in prison for life, pretty much.
Yeah.
The stuff he's done.
I mean, it's crazy.
And he's walking free and telling everybody his story.
Yeah. And the fact that he has worked with the biggest crime families in the U.S., or in the world, rather, is insane. I mean, the fact, like, through the 80s, like, the Medellin family and, you know, the Colombo crime family and all that, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, to, like, think... Wow. And I know, like, the 80s here, it was huge. Like, there's so much coming in with, you know, like, the coke and everything that was coming in. Like, so much. Because I worked on the movie Wonderland.
Right.
You know, and the movie Wonderland was about, you know, Eddie Nash, who was, like, a big... And that... And I thought, because from what I worked on, like, he was a huge, you know, dealer at the time. And he's like, oh, that's minuscule compared to what I did. And I'm like, hey, okay, then, you know? And Eddie Nash was involved in a lot of... In fact, Eddie Nash just got out of jail when the movie came out. So that was, like... 5 years ago.
Right.
And so it was like a big thing. We had Dawn on our show, Dawn Schiller on our show, and she was talking about her experiences because she was involved with the whole, she dated John Holmes during the time, who was involved with the murders of the Wonderland murders.
Right.
And to go back, what happened with that was, John Holmes, the famous porn star, he's got the 13-inch cock. Mm-hmm. He owed money, a lot of money, from drug money and whatnot, and was dealing with Eddie Nash, was a good friend of, well, whatever, drug friend of Eddie Nash's. And his friends wanted to raid Eddie Nash for, like, you know, drugs and whatnot, and they did. And Eddie got pissed. He found out who it was and what happened. And so he took John Holmes and their crew and went back when they were sleeping and bludgeoned them to death with hammers.
Wow.
So, like, brains were splattered all over. I mean, I saw the crime scene photos. It was
really...
I almost wanted to throw up. It
was
disgusting. I mean, there were brains, like, it's horrible. Because working on the film, they actually used the actual photos from the crime scene in the film. And then there was a book that was created and an art series. So they were all used as well. But Dawn was dating John Holmes during that time. Mm-hmm. And she was a witness, too. And she just came out of the witness protection program. Or she's kind of, I think, still in it a little bit. But anyway, so she wrote her book, you know, The Road to Wonderland, which you guys definitely should check out. But during that time, like, it's just crazy. Like, the drug scene in L.A. in the 80s was insane. You know, you had, like, everything. Like, just coke ran everything.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing. All the, you know, with the drug crimes, it's very gruesome sometimes, you know? I mean,
people,
like, really hate each other, and they screw each other big time.
Because it, like, becomes, like, you know, gang wars in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, this is my territory, and this is mine, and whatever. And then it's like, and then it comes from what crime family it comes from. And it's just crazy, like, to get all wrapped up in that. And so meanwhile, I worked on this film and I'm thinking Eddie Nash is, like, this huge thing. And then Kenji's like, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Compared to what we dealt with. And I'm like, hey, okay then.
Yeah.
So I found it fascinating because I did, you know, work on that and I did a lot of research for it and everything. So I thought what he was saying was, like, really fascinating. And I didn't tell you this, but back in the day, I actually, I wanted to be an FBI. I wanted to be a profiler for the FBI and study crime scenes. So I actually went through some training and stuff with them years back.
Uh-huh.
So it's fascinating, and it's
Was it interesting and stuff? Yeah, but it is scary. Huh?
I mean, you put yourself
out there.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I did what he did because I didn't. But, I mean, that's just, wow. Like, it's crazy, you know, to be involved in all that. But he's alive, and he was smart that he – I mean, it sucks because, like, you have that decision, like, keep working for the crime family. Mm-hmm. And that's true. Like, once you're in, you're in. You can't really get out. Like, you're just – because they want to make sure you're not going to tell. So they want to keep involving you in their stuff. So it's like this vicious circle.
Yeah, and then you depend on them.
Exactly. And like he was saying yesterday, how they're actually the FBI showed made him listen to a tape saying that the New York crime family, I forget what he was I think the Garofalo family, and I can't remember what all the other crime family he was working with out of New York. They were saying they were going to kill him at the end. Mm-hmm. So him switching over to work for the FBI for 10 years, I think it was.
Right.
Was a brilliant thing. That's the only reason he's alive and kicking today.
Mm.
So, you know, I admire that in a way, but it's like, holy shit balls. Like, I would be looking behind my back like every second, you know?
I know.
Anyway.
Well, what are you going to do? You know, you got to stay clean and away from this stuff. I don't know. I could never do this stuff that he was doing, you know? But he said, you know, he grew up in a good area. So I don't get it, you know, but
you know,
maybe something in the childhood, you know, it's always something like that.
Because it's like, I mean, like I said, like I grew up from I came from a very nice family and I went to private school and everything, but it was kind of like this like you're not supposed to do it, but it's this rush.
Right.
Not saying I did anything like he did, because I did not. I was stupid shit. Like I stole tests from school, you know, and I was selling them, whatever. Like who cares? And I cut down like. I stole the picnic tables from a school that were chained up. Like I cut them down with chain saws, and I was an idiot. I did all kinds of stupid shit. We would take cars, but we would move them. So I would never take your car. Like I would take it from where you parked it, and I would move it.
Just move it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just stupid things to mess with you, because it was funny. You know, whatever I did
was
funny.
That's a good joke.
It was just funny. Like I was an asshole, but it was always in good fun. Yeah. You know, it was never to hurt anyone. Except for when I stole the test and the SAT score and stuff. And that was another thing. But I was, I mean, again, I was like, I'm getting away with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're too stupid to catch me, then oh well.
Yeah.
And that was my mentality until I like grew up and I started working on the FBI thing.
Wisened up a little bit.
So I kind of understand what he's saying in a way, because it is intriguing and it's kind of like, I don't know. And I did run with some interesting groups and the fact that you feel protected and it is like a family that surrounds you and you can do no wrong.
Yeah.
You can do no wrong.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, speaking of on the good side of some, let's say pot, it's amazing, right? You love it. You love getting high every single day.
Yeah, but you keep saying that. That's not true.
I mean, and on that note, like I said before, like I can't smoke weed. Back in the day, I smoked a lot of it. But I cannot smoke weed because it makes me so depressed.
Right.
I don't know what it is. It's like I get so high and then the next day I'm a royal bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm mean and I'm depressed. And that's why I don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
I haven't smoked it in years.
Well, you're a drinker more, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't, you know, people that like booze are not really into pot and sort of thing.
I like my booze.
So, yeah, you like your booze.
But then, then when it comes to edibles, you know, I like them, but I always get too fucked up, and the room spins, and then I'm puking uncontrollably, and I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so
you definitely should not.
I need to figure that out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the people that don't know how to make them that they've been with. But anyway.
Well, funny you should bring it up, because we haven't
bring it up,
the studio.
Because today in studio, we have Jason Barnes in studio, and he's got some pot edibles and an awesome company, and he's here to tell us about it.
Sounds good. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hey, how you doing? It's James.
James. I thought you said
Oh, my God, why did I say Jason?
Sorry.
I meant James.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I know. I thought about it. I was like, well, you're going to have to say something now or just roll with it through the whole show.
Yeah, like the whole show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm looking at the screen, and it's something totally different, and that's why I said
it's totally
sorry.
Cool.
Yeah. So, well, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing outstanding.
Awesome. So you deal with edibles and things like that, right?
Yeah, I'm in the industry, to say, the California industry. Mm-hmm. As you guys know, it makes some money and stuff. Yeah, there's a lot to be had in it. There's a lot of good things and great potentials. Actually, spinning back to what you guys were saying about the crime syndicates and the families.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are natives here and you remember back to the 80s, and if you remember smoking pot in the 80s, The pot's changed a lot since then. We used to get stuff from Mexico.
Right.
California.
Or Colombian gold
on.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah. Acapulco, yeah. You know, Red Panama. You remember
those
days.
I know. It was all stinky and it tasted like shit. And
yeah, to de-seed it. Came like wrapped in some newspaper and stuff. You know? Yeah, we've come a long way. We industrialized the whole industry. Mm-hmm. And as for Mexico, that was a really big export for them coming over here. But now in the future, now the 2000s, the O's, whatever the hell we call
it. The O's.
Yeah. You know, why bring more wood to the forest? Why bring more sand to the beach?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So the cartels went and started doing coke. And that's why you're hearing the gruesome tales that you hear on TV.
Yeah.
Are we going on to other news?
Yeah. I mean, there's like millions and millions of dollars involved. There's no, you know, no wonder they'll be
that's
killing people.
That's when Mexico was cool.
Yeah.
That's when it was chill. You never heard anything of these crazy things. No, you never heard any abductions. You never heard any of these crazy things.
Right.
Like, it's pretty gruesome.
Yeah, they've gotten pretty cruel, these people.
Yeah.
So now, So California obviously legalized marijuana for medical use. When was that? Like 10, 15 years ago?
A while ago. It's been like 10, 15 years. I remember like I was with my homies too. And we were like, nah, it's a trap. you go put your name on the list.
Yeah,
your name on the list. I've never known anyone that's ever gotten legal and ever gotten anything to befall bad upon them. In fact, the few people that I know that have had anything with the law at all, got all their stuff back, got excused, because they stayed and played by the book.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you live out here in California, you stay and play by the book, you're totally fine. You have nothing to worry about.
Right.
The revenue that it brings in and it makes here for our state, you know, is up there. You know, there's money to be had and made.
Is it taxed?
You know what? There are taxes that businesses have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, if you're growing your own medication, you're not paying tax directly. But, I mean, we're all paying tax and stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You cannot escape taxes, you know. As far as what you were saying, too, sometimes it makes you want to throw up, this and that. It's cool because you did identify, well, one's smoking, the other one's eating. We have cannabinoid receptors in our stomach and in our head, and they react differently.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you can't eat too much because eating's different than smoking. When you smoke, you actually plateau, you know.
Right.
You'll hit a point and just plateau. You can
can't get any higher.
But
and with edibles, it's different.
Dude, you can keep on going because it treats it like food.
Yeah.
It treats it like food.
Right, and so it stays there for a while.
Yeah, they said it's comparable to like hardcore things. So you got to know. You got to know yourself. I went to University of Antioch for a few years, and I've made a lot of friends, and that's like the number one transfer for psych. So a lot of people that take that want to take psychiatrical in college, they have family members because of which that pushed them to go that way because their sister has autism, their little brother, something like that. So I befriended a lot of people that really need help. I got a lot of friends with family members for cancer patients.
Uh-huh.
They're going their sessions of chemo.
Uh-huh.
And edibles is the safest way for the human body to receive medication.
Really?
And the reason why it's not legalized all over is because there's not just one pot that'll have one effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has a different effect, and they all vary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you might be a strawberry cough kind of girl, you know. You might be an OG guy, you know. It's like there's different attributes that come from it.
Yeah.
Which is very
interesting,
yeah.
You know, because there's also like, you know, groups of indica and sativa.
Right.
And the thing is that, you know, everybody's like, no, I don't smoke one or the other. I just stick with one.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's like, you know, I don't feel any different. You know, I mean, to me, it's like all the strains are the same.
They all feel
the same. Either it's strong or it's not. But as far as how you feel on it, to me, it's the same. So, I mean, do you experience
physical
something
pain? My back went out the other day, and it's better now, but still a little bit swollen on this side.
Yeah.
And, a little Rice Krispie treat helped out for that.
Really?
Like, my car, like, I got a Saturn, and my Saturn doesn't have...
You
got
to get close to the mic.
Sorry. I have a Saturn, and my Saturn doesn't have the automatic seats.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so you got to, like, lift yourself off of it if you recline.
Uh-huh.
And, like, my back's out, and that's, like, all back right there, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
So that helps you, huh?
It really helped me, sincerely.
Yeah.
Another... Another cool thing is if you guys actually went by the book, legally speaking, here in the book, you can prescribe medicinal marijuana to all state prisons and people in prison.
Really?
The guys. Yeah. Wow. If just black and white speaking. Yeah. Okay, they won't do that because that would totally end hate and totally the whole, you know, they worked real hard on that whole hate empire and making it trickle down and making everyone hate each other. You know, they want them to jail themselves, you know, but if jail was something like that, who knows? People come out to jail and come out like Malcolm X and stuff like change their lives. Like it's a community of learners. They could really do that here in the future, but we don't want to do that. We're not trying to aspire for anything better.
Yeah, you don't want to give them any rewards, you know. I mean, you let prisoners get high and stuff. I mean, you know, you haven't taken away their freedom, and that's what it's all about. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure if they need medicine, there's other options and stuff.
Yeah, but then if you have them doing that, then what he's saying is
they'll be more mellow.
Like they're pissed off. They're stuck there. They cause fights inside. They come out of the same shit. If they like, you know, are smoking weed, there's not gonna be any fights in there. They're not gonna be like, yo, man, what?
I mean, no. You guys are talking about informants, and you talk about Kenji's story, which is an amazing story. Another funny story I caught on was the ATF. Mm-hmm. Had this guy to be an informant, pulled him out of jail, like, yeah, you're going to be an informant for us. Put him out on the streets, put him up in a motel. He finds this girl. It's like, yeah, I'm a secret agent. Totally like some DMX shit, right? Man? Yeah. And grabs the girl and locks her up on some Rick James-ish for like 3 days.
Damn.
And does what he wants to her. And now they just got the guy. It's in the thing now. So it's like you can't just make anyone an informant.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, and it's like, what happens if they go AWOL?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what are you gonna do there?
Holy shitballs! That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and they're just like, whoops.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, what about that girl? What are you gonna do? Whoops.
Yeah.
Our bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
See, that government pisses me off. That's a whole nother story.
Here, I'm sorry. But, let me say. So my company is 420 Yummies, or just Yummies. We've been in this over 5 years. Besides that, we also ventured off with our sister companies, Torch of Freedom Entertainment. We're working on a video game.
Are these clothes?
Yeah, we also do clothes.
Can I have the dress?
Yeah, I got you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh my god,
this
is awesome.
If you flip to the back, you'll see.
Oh,
that's our logo character from all of our edibles that we put on our packaging. You can see the guy here on my shirt.
I like that. I was looking at your shirt earlier.
That's like a smiley face smoking a joint.
Yeah. You know, it's like the Mr. Nice Guy of it.
This is awesome.
Yeah, we do everything right here from hand. You know, it's made no China, anything. It's all American.
Oh, so this is hemp stuff, right?
No, those right there are cotton, but we're working on getting some hemp material, and we also there's a really nice hemp and soy that we want to get,
awesome.
And it feels bomb on you. It feels real good. We're moving up. Who would have thought you could use soy for clothes?
I think they're so smooth.
Yeah,
it makes your skin
smooth.
Feel like lotion.
Very,
it's awesome.
Really?
And they make it through the dryer, through the wash real well. They come out really well.
Right.
Through that, they don't get all, you know how sometimes
I'm going to promote the hell out of this because these shirts are really awesome, and the dresses and the tie-dye stuff, the bags. These are great.
Did you get the PDF I sent you?
I did. I forwarded it to you.
Yeah.
So if you guys could check out the packaging, everything on there. We also do gluten-free, no-food colorings. Yeah, we do that.
Okay.
You know, so basically, as I was saying, people with autism. So it's like, here, messed up. You got autism.
Right.
Sucks.
Right.
You know, you got to take medication for it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now the medication has side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Side effects is you're going to throw up if you look at food. It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have autism and you're malnourished, you know? So it's like really bad. So it's a little cookie and boom, you got your appetite back. And that's what I want to do. I want to, when this does go legal like that, I want to be on the front line.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, hey, son, time to take your medication. Here's a joint. No, it's not supposed to be like that. It's not like, here's a joint, here's a blend. It's supposed to be like, here's a little cookie.
Yeah.
You know, have that.
All right,
you feel cool. All right, you know, it's cool. It's literally off to school because I grew up in special ed. Graduated from special ed to retarded school my whole life,
really?
Where they just give us coloring books and then school credit.
Wow.
Up to high school, they don't care. It's all about attendance. Mm-hmm. Most of those schools, it's about attendance. But nowadays, they have so many kids with autism. It's an epidemic.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. No,
I know. It's like it's all over the place. I don't know if it's just that it's starting now or people are more recognizing it now. You know?
Your days growing up, you've never seen that.
Well,
we didn't know they were autistic. You know, I mean, many times we would just think they're retarded or something. You know?
This is true, but I'll tell you why too, because I have some friends that have autistic kids, and a lot of it is because, if you have a huge age difference in like your partner, your kids can usually wind up, like if it's more than 20 years, they can wind up autistic.
Really?
Yeah, it has to do with that. That's a huge thing. So that's one of them. The second is what you're eating when you're pregnant, what you're putting into your body. Certain chemicals have that effect. So you
that
really have
sense.
To be careful.
That
you have to
sense.
Have all natural. And so you drink sodas, you drink this, you drink that. You know, like that's what a lot of it comes from the high fructose corn syrup, believe it or not. And I'm not kidding. Like you
she's not lying.
That.
They're safe by themselves. Mm-hmm. Like we'll test high fructose corn syrup by itself. This other crazy gnarly thing that you can't read the name of by itself. But they don't check the cross synergy of all of them together.
Yep.
You know, you Michael Jackson yourself, you Anna Nicole Smith yourself. I feel you on that.
Yeah. No, but it's crazy because I have a friend and they have, I mean, they've been married for a while and they have two kids and one of them is autistic and the other has a little bit of issues, but they're over, I think they're 25 years age difference. So, and that's a lot, that's a big, for whatever reason, it has something to do with the way, I don't know why, but I just know the age difference
coupling.
Is a big thing.
Yeah.
Coupling, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. But my other part was, So the edibles and whatnot, like you, for example, Sam, you were saying how they don't get you high.
Yeah, I don't feel the effects of edibles, and I don't know why. Maybe they're just not good, you know. But now, before we get into that, when you get into edibles, as opposed to smoking, you can't really control the dosage, right? I mean, you can't control the effects.
Yeah, it's Lewis Carroll wrote a book, Through the Looking Glass, and we learned some great lessons in there. One half makes you smaller, the other half makes you tall. Thank you, Jefferson Airplane. It's just like that. You really just got to watch yourself. You got to have a little bit, and you got to wait for it because it has to digest.
I see.
You know, so you're giving yourself like 30
smoking.
Minutes. No, it's not as immediate.
That was my problem.
Right.
You know, so by the time it hits you and you've already had a couple drinks, let's say you're in a nice setting where, you know, you're dancing, you're having a good time, something like that would hit you. Mm-hmm. It could change your experience. For me, doing what I do, most people either make my job really hard or really easy. Mm-hmm. Let's say you had a bad experience. You know, I'm sorry here, I'm going to give you a good experience. Or let's say nothing happened. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, all right, well, here, Emperor doesn't wear any fake clothes here. Try this, you know, and it works. You know, and that's just one part of the industry. The edibles is really mainly there to help people that need it, you know.
Right. You know, I noticed something interesting. He didn't bring us any.
Once I found out, I was like, okay, I know these guys aren't on the tip like that. And, you know, you got to keep it all kosher and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
you gotta
okay.
Keep it
yeah,
all kosher.
But no, I wanted to ask you. So, like making it and stuff like that. Obviously, I understand you make like butter or something first, and then you start baking with that.
We only work with unsalted butter or extra virgin olive oil. Mm. We don't do any of those hashes or concentrates. We have to stay legit.
Awesome.
My doctor upped me to go and do this because he knows what I do, and you know, I also work with a lot of music artists. Mm-hmm. I can't say their names, but they got to protect their vocal cords.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and dude,
it's true.
Honestly,
smoking
if you're touring, you're like, yo, James, I'm about to go to New York, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I need some things to throw in my purse. You know, I got you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and besides that, I also work for Champs Trade Show. And Champs Trade Show is an acronym for Contemporary Handcrafted American-Made Pipe Show.
Oh, wow.
So that's all the head shops in the nation. That's all the glass blowers in the nation.
Right.
That's, let's say, one guy that has a product plus his competition vying for business. Mm-hmm. It's not open to the public. It's just to shop owners or anyone with the business tax ID.
Okay.
And we've been doing that for over 13 years. So that's why I went in from that to clothes.
Right.
So we also have clothes there, a booth there, and we're touching the rest of the industry across the nation, because not all the states are legal like us,
right?
You know, but they still have head shops, and the head shops make things like spice. You know, you got spice. If you could get the story behind spice, it's crazy. I've met these guys because they want to be California. They can't be California, you know, so they're like, spice. Do you know over 80% of the armies tried spice?
What is spice?
What is spice? Yeah.
Spice is a derivative of THC synthetic, similar to Marinol.
I've heard of the synthetic stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
This doctor, it's proudly online. It's like, you know, he doesn't pull it off or anything, and it leads to unknown things. We don't know what it does. It's not like we've had monkeys testing this or anything. Actually, we have. There's been a few deaths, actually, but not testing. It's like they died. You know, the K1, things like that. You'll see it and hear it on TV.
So wouldn't you want to stay away from things that are altered in a sense? And what
Totally. But I'm only speaking on the money aspect, which is amazing because it's a lot like the story. By the way, I'm going to go home and watch Wonderland again. but no, seriously, it tripped me out because I met this one guy and he was like literally had a story from rags to riches. And then his boy that's in the army started getting it and important. Now this guy got high-ranking army guys bringing it from one part of Europe to America, from America to another part of Europe.
Wow.
Like, you have whole regimes of people that ain't never had money have money now. Because that's how badly people want to break away from the tobacco consumer cock of the world and just open your mind and get into that spot. And here's, lastly, just to speak on the pot. I don't care what anyone really says. Human evolution shows that these cannabinoid receptors that I spoke of earlier, that's before your written languages, that's before your religion, your nations, any of that stuff. We evolved with it, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it's like you could go back when and say, all right, there was a wise medicine man and there was only so many females on the planet. They had female things, and he would like, here, just smoke this. Have a baby, you know? But then the baby gets hit with all this stuff.
Right.
And who knows? Exactly. We may have evolved with these things.
That's
you know?
True. We sort of adapted to it and stuff. Yeah. So going back to how you make them and stuff. How do you? I mean, obviously you don't eat the plant, right? I mean, the plant itself. Like, if you were just like to sprinkle it over something. It doesn't work that way.
All right. To give it to you for the full Baking Bad, which we're working on, it's pretty awesome. Yeah, we got some episodes we're working on, we're going to release.
Yeah.
We work in FDA-approved kitchen, all clean, very nice. We work with special cookers.
Mm-hmm.
We work with pounds of dried marijuana.
Right.
We transmute the dried marijuana into either unsalted or extra virgin olive oil.
Right.
We use the olive oil for the olive oil things,
right.
Brownies, whatnot. We'll use the butter for Rice Krispie treats, cookies.
Amazing.
I like Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess my thought is like, okay, so for example, it made me so sick. You know, and maybe it's because I also didn't wait. I ate half. This is like a couple years ago. I ate half of the girlfriend, and then we were like, we split half of the half. And then we were like, whatever, we can have the other half.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, holy toilet, we're praying to it. And the thing is, like, it just kept getting worse and worse.
Wow.
And it lasted for like 10 hours or something. It was
really?
Crazy. Wow. Oh my God, it was awful.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's something you gotta be prepared for right there.
I didn't know. Someone brought it as like, you know, and I was like, okay, I haven't done this. This will be fun. I had no idea. Yeah, and got really sick. So I'm gluten-free. And what would you – do they come in different potencies, I guess, is like a question that I was getting at. But you can't – you're just saying, I guess, earlier, you can't really
– No, it's the – you know, roughly each item that you'll see there on the menu –
You got the menu up?
I can bring the menu
up.
Yeah,
pull the menu up.
Yeah.
Where can people find it, by the way? Online so they can follow with
basically
us.
We're on Bud Genius, we're on 420 Weed Maps. Just check us out on there and you can find any legit legal dispensary collective that would have
that
our product that that we could go ahead and take care of you in your area. We are expanded from here out to Venice, out to Santa Monica.
Really?
So
that's what you do. You don't sell direct, but you sell to the dispensaries,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
I am really excited.
I mean, directly
these look
to
so
anyone
amazing.
That has their, you know, that has the credentials, it's no problem. As long as you have your credentials, it's no problem. The dried marijuana that we use It comes from all natural process. We don't use any harmful chemicals or pesticides in our process.
Right.
If we ever use anything, because we stayed with the same grower for over 5 years, it might be like neem oil, fish oil, something like that. And that was like years ago.
Yeah.
You know, we have to send a portion of this to a lab, to this doctor. He sends it back, verifying that we haven't used anything harmful in our process.
Really?
That's
and gives
really
us
cool.
a receipt.
Yeah.
And we have these receipts going back months.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how you do it legit. I don't know about a lot of these other guys. It just seems like people just grab stress, just grab whatever,
yeah.
and they'll go and do it. To do what I do, it takes a lot of investment and then a lot of footwork. Even after you're done, you're like, all right, look at these stacks of edibles. It's still a lot of footwork getting rid of them.
That's true. You got to sell still.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
yeah.
businesses are all about.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you gotta be able to sell what you make.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is true. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the menu, and I'm really excited because they have a whole thing for gluten-free. So they've got gluten-free brown rice marshmallow squares, brownies with cream cheese, brownie frosted with almonds. That looks so amazing. Brownie frosted with chocolate chips, peanut butter brownie, a yummy brownie. And I was going to ask about this because it looks so amazing on the front page. The all-natural red velvet cupcake, gluten-free. Thank you so much for making a whole gluten-free menu.
Hey!
And I mean, there are two pages of so many things. I mean, you've got chocolates, all kinds of every kind of cupcake you can possibly imagine. This cherry cheesecake, you need to make a gluten-free one because this looks amazing.
Yeah.
Blueberry
so obviously
cheesecake.
You have to have skills of baking and
I
cooking
mean,
and things like that.
This is talent.
Right?
This yeah. is definitely talent.
No, but you don't make it yourself, do you? I mean, you have people
I would have
that?
To. I have to put the skills
lemon bars?
To our baking queen.
Right.
She has retarded skills. I'm the
wow.
guy that likes to transmute it into butter or oil. That's right. my forte right there.
The yeah. lemon bars got me. I'm just letting you know. And then there's like this two chocolate chip cookies with a marshmallow center, but it's like mint. So it's like a mint chocolate chip like sandwich cookie.
Right.
Are you kidding me right now? Like I'm just caramel squares.
Yeah,
I mean,
caramel
you can,
squares
any
are
kind
bomb.
Of candy or cookie you can imagine. Even goldfish crackers. Chex Mix.
Yeah.
Goldfish granola.
Or, you can ninja someone with the goldfish.
I mean,
really?
You can ninja me with
it
half
looks,
of this.
It just looks like goldfish.
So I guess the goldfish would be easier for me. I mean, it's not gluten-free, but if I were to try one piece of goldfish,
yeah.
it would be okay versus
see,
a handful
you know?
Of goldfish.
Yeah, yeah. You can
you know?
Give yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, little
yeah.
goldfish. You know?
Till you
yeah.
eat the whole aquarium.
Yeah, right? So funny.
Wow.
So yeah. I guess, too,
we're
like,
also working on a video game
oh.
right now, currently.
Okay.
And a puzzle game. If you look at the flyer that I gave you, the physical paper flyer.
Yes.
We're also doing a movie called Faded in the Valley. It's going to be a web series.
Mm.
Similar to like Friday and Pulp Fiction put together.
That's pretty dope.
You know, so it's going to be out here
That's
in the valley
cool.
for all
so,
the valley folks.
So you're like multi-talented and
yeah.
stuff. You do a
yeah.
lot of different things.
You gotta,
Very
gotta
brilliant.
Smash, as seize the carp.
Yeah. Now yeah. With the weed and stuff.
I'm trying to catch up with Regetta actually.
Yeah.
She's a beast, dog. She's a beast.
I'm everywhere.
Yeah. Queen of late night.
Oh, God.
Yes, she
Here
is.
We go.
She'll never live it down.
Nick some extends with some of this. I wonder what'll happen.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Extremely horny, I guess.
Extremely
yeah.
horny and high.
Yeah.
That would be some shit.
Wow.
Literally.
I think we're going to have to make some green M&Ms for that
oh.
one.
Oh. That'll be really
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
Try some of this while you're racing in the NASCAR.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Kevin would love some of these. Our NASCAR driver, he would love it.
Nice. Hopefully
that's
he'll
funny.
Be back in again.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you guys ever want to come out to a Champs trade show, we do twice a year in Vegas, once a year in Atlantic City.
Okay.
Coolio comes out. Debo comes out.
Nice.
Mr. Miyagi, RIP, before he passed away, he loved coming out to our shows.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, dude. It's really great shows. The greatest show of all time and only thing of its kind. There's nothing else out there like it.
Sounds dope. Sounds
wow,
really
that's amazing.
It.
And that's this month, May 22nd through 24th.
Yeah.
In Atlantic City.
Yeah. Wow. Convention Center over there. You know, it's easy to hit. That's for our East Coast, you know, dealers. Our West Coast, they love just coming out to Vegas.
Yeah, it's right there.
We usually do it like our spring ones, like right there. Same time as Magic, so it's like
oh,
right next
perfect.
To us is
yeah.
Magic, all the fine girls and stuff
yeah.
right here.
I work Magic occasionally.
You know what's up? Yeah, and a lot of our guys that do apparel like us,
mm-hmm.
it's like, ooh, got
Are you
magic
guys at Magic?
Booth, get us.
The apparel?
We're not at Magic.
You
we want to get Magic. It's just that we don't charge as much as magic, so you're better off going to us right there, you know, and doing that. But probably coming for the fall show.
I want this dress right here. That's really you. Bad. This is so cute. It's so me.
Yeah, it is your style. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blue and white tie-dye long dress. Gotta hook me up.
Yeah, we got an eBay store. Look up Happy Tie-Dye on eBay.
Awesome.
We got an eBay account that we do things there. And
HappyTieDye.com. That's awesome. Yep. You guys should definitely check out their shirts. And the other side of it is TorchOfFreedomENT.com. It's for the t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, underground art. So who does all the art for these?
That's the other half. It's we're a three-man cell.
Okay.
Baking Queen, our tech support guy, and me.
That's awesome.
And we've just been doing it for over 5 years now and just been a really good team. It's, it's right before the recession started. So we lucked out, you know. It was like that pre-recession. Like some of us felt the recession before the recession. You know, it was started.
I didn't.
It was true. I did.
And then
when it happened,
I was like, damn.
I was across the street in the building.
And you felt the
across,
shake? I'm kidding.
No. The red brick building across the street next to the little cafe.
Yeah.
Right. Between Guitar Center and Italian spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was selling cruises up there.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. So I was booking cruises. They called me Dr. Cruise all day. I love cruises and stuff. Norwegian.
I have never been on a cruise.
Oh, you got to do
really?
It.
Really?
No.
You got to go.
You know, but then we wanted to start making money for ourselves, and we wanted to start, you know, really having it come in.
Mm-hmm.
And we switched up because that's right when all the dispensaries were popping up. That's when all of them, before the first big shutdown,
they'll
shut them down like, oh, no more of this. You guys are making too much money.
Yeah.
And they kind of forget about it. Then
I was going to ask, go ahead.
You've got a question.
I was going to say, it's like, how do you feel about that? I mean, the fact that what happened recently that was just really annoying about how, okay, it's legal on the state level, but then the government, the federal level can just come in and shut you down. And that's kind of bullshit. So what? Yeah. How do you?
Okay, for one, I'm going to stand behind my president that said that he's going to keep the feds off of us. If anyone remembers,
that's
that.
What he said before. But
yeah,
now
he
he's changing
says a lot
his
of
mind.
Shit.
You know what?
Yeah.
The only people I've seen once again get busted are the people doing dumb stuff. Who remembers when Obama came over here and it was a no fly zone, and this guy thought it was a good idea to fly his little private jet with pounds of marijuana over by Obama, and he had two freaking jets come land now. You need to land now.
What an idiot.
Man, how you going to get popped and busted by the president of the United States, dog?
Yeah.
Like, really? That's a burn right there, dog.
Yeah,
and like, they kind of didn't want to talk about it in the news. I'm like, no, this needs more light, but they didn't want to go there about it.
Right.
I mean, and we're in the Valley, you know, if you guys know the Valley at all, if you know LA at all, everyone knows the Valley's ill, you know? I mean, if you know LA at all, everyone knows that, what's his name? John Travolta got his airplane over here at Van Nuys.
Right.
Everyone has their planes at Van Nuys.
Yo, Van Nuys is the spot right there.
I have a lot of very well-known people that I know that have planes there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm. You know, so things
go. Extensa's plane is there, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
I would laugh if I saw a very long
plane. It doesn't say it on it.
All right.
But it is a really nice big plane.
Wow. They got planes that actually fold and get bigger. They got a very fast plane that goes so fast that it has to
condense
in the middle. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
I'm gonna have to Google this.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Now, as far as making money and stuff like that, isn't it supposed to be non-profit when you deal with weed?
When you're dealing with another LLC, if you're dealing with another dispensary and everything, all that's just business right there, because I'm nothing more than a vendor.
Right.
You know? It's just time, energy for me, and material, you know?
Yeah.
When they're dealing with their constituents, that's I don't know. I guess it's worked out. I mean, I've never paid, like, tax if I ever got, like, a gram or something somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's like I pay for my gram. I guess they have to take it out of what they get because, you know, you're paying for a gram. That's max right there. They're really only paying like $10 for the gram, you know? And some people, like my friend Manny down here, he has a dispensary spot, and he just had the state come and do a walkthrough, and they're like, wow, you guys are all good.
Really?
An official stamp of approval,
wow.
You know? Then you go over here to North Hollywood. You start finding the Armenian ones, and they're a little bit. Yeah. They just got a tobacco license up in the front. They got like four jars of the same thing, calling them different things. You're like, okay, you know, there's a couple shady ones. And then you got like the Russians, and the Russians, you ain't even mess with those guys. Those guys are just like, they're just so cool and ill. And like the boss walks in, everyone just shuts up. Like, okay, all right. And sometimes they'll go to beef with the Armenians. It's crazy, dude. And all this that I'm saying, everything, we're going to put it all in Faded in the Valley, on the movie. We're just, you know, the spice, all that.
So
we're
people would watch it. There. They would watch it.
It's, you know, there's stuff, man. It's literally the West Coast living. I mean, honestly, if you don't have your card, and you're not legal, what are you doing? Like, people...
Yeah, what's the point, right?
No, seriously.
I mean, it costs you less than $100.
Well, I don't do it just because... I'll tell you why. Well, uh-huh. I don't smoke anyway. But
right.
The other thing is, I've always thought, okay, what if this was some... Because I think of conspiracy. What if this was some sick fucking conspiracy by the government to get, you know, people over here to get their cards, right? And let's say you're... Like, I have insurance. Right. And, you know, I have a very good insurance. So later on, and we know this now, but let's say years later down the road when I'm 70 years old and I need this insurance more than anything, are my benefits later on going to be taken from me because now it's documented that I've had a card for this many years and you've done this, so your issue now is caused of this. And they'll just make shit up because they don't want to, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think of all this stuff and I'm like, I don't even smoke anyways. So what's the point?
Honestly, when it comes to insurance, mm-hmm. it's always like that. They'll always find some way to do what? You have cancer? Sorry, we can't help you because of this. And we all have cancer. Yeah. Okay? They're still going to push cell phones. They're still going to tell you put food in the microwave. Mm-hmm. All right? They're still going to open up the CVS over here on Burbank and Van Nuys. And people are going to be like, oh, that's a good thing. Because look, there's no other pharmacy. So people could go and fill their prescriptions right here and not have to drive all far.
Yeah.
Down to Sherman Way or something like that. You know? But that's assuming that everyone needs medication. That's assuming that we all need drugs. That's assuming that shaky leg syndrome's the actual syndrome.
Yeah, what the hell? They're making up new shit like every day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
And that's my biggest thing is, I'm not into pharmaceuticals at all. We've had this discussion before. I get pissed off with pharmaceuticals. Now, I get if you have a bacterial infection and your leg's going to be amputated, then yeah, take the damn medicine. You know what I mean? Bacteria and things that are like that, absolutely take medication. But you don't need it for shaky leg syndrome or this or that. Like, there's so many natural products that you can do, whether it be this or whether it be, you know, natural herbs going to an Indian, you know, healer or something, you know?
Whatever their one treatment, which is just a treatment.
Acupuncture.
It's not a remedy. They only have a treatment.
Right.
The side effects from that way outweigh it.
Exactly.
And they'll just go on. And it's like, thoughts of suicide may occur. Yeah. You know? You're like, and they just keep on going on. Like, how are you going to do that? So you're going to get away with it. I don't want to end up 1-800-R-BAD lawsuit guy, you know, and it can totally happen. Right. I grew up on Ritalin, Prozac, Tegretol. List goes on. And these things that are unnatural stay in my fat cells for like ever.
Yeah.
You know, they're unnatural, you know, and it's.
But you can't argue that some of them do help people and, you know, help them to get through life and stuff. So, you know, especially with mental illness. I mean, it really helps people. You know, so it's not natural. It's not that. That's okay. But, you know, there's some things that need to be natural, you know, like food and stuff like that.
Definitely
but
food.
But medication, you know, I mean, if you want
to... Well, here's...
I beg to differ.
You could even go to antibiotics, which we hit the end of the road on. I was just listening to NPR, Niggas Public Radio. I was listening to NPR, and they said we hit the end of the road on antibiotics. They got this guy in New Delhi, came into a hospital with a bug that is immune to 99.9% of all antibiotics. So they're calling this new bug the ND, New Delhi, new ND.
I've heard about this, and they're trying to say that it was actually formulated by pharmaceutical companies or someone to put it out there in order to put more research into another freaking drug to try and cure this shit. I've actually heard about this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And who contributes to it? Your food processing plants.
Yep.
People that want to go and feed corn to cows. Cows aren't supposed to eat corn. So you get things like Ebola that mess up vegetarians like me because the off run from their freaking crap goes into the water that fills up some spinach or some vegetables, you know?
Yeah. So it's in the soil and then it's like,
Not just that. The whole country of India is suing Monsanto.
Yeah, the whole Monsanto thing's a whole nother thing.
That's a whole nother
thing.
That's
a whole nother thing. I'm right there with you.
Hang on. But this is America. where corn is king, right?
Yep.
So we've had the biggest corn production to date this year.
Oh,
this year is big corn. Like, come this summer, you're going to see corn everywhere, cheap as heck. But you could also get sued.
Yeah.
That's like if Monsanto started growing herb and made like a special herb seed and it got cross-pollinated with my things that I got. They come over, knock on my door like, yeah, buddy, you're that's trademark. You can't even have that. Yeah. Putting patents and trademarks on nature is crazy.
Yeah,
that's when you
really
get the
is.
Christians
really
come
is.
Over
but
here and they're like,
everything.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, we are out of time, so why don't you give us the name of the company again, so when people go to a dispensary, they can look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could go to Bud Genius, or you could go to 420 Weed Maps. Look up 420 Yummies. You could find me Had Done Facebook, or you could always find me at Champs Trade Show. I do a lot of promotion for those guys. ChampsTradeShows.com.
And are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter. Oh. We have a 420 Yummies Twitter.
Okay.
So that's as close as you get me on the Twitter.
Awesome. Okay. And Had One is HADDONE.
Had
on
One.
Facebook. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Or
Jim.
Yeah.
Well, James, thanks so much for joining us.
You
made
much.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And, thank you very much.
I'll make it a point to eat some of your stuff soon.
stop by.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye, Brigitte.
Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitte, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitte is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.